we're Jason and Tony. Welcome to today's podcast of In Case You Missed It. On Facebook this morning, write a sad story in three words. Figured that'd be easy today.
Jason and Tony's here.
Mine was crap, it's Monday.
That's a good one.
Because that's how I felt this morning.
Out of coffee.
Oh, yeah, that one's on here. Several comments. You guys are doing great today. Lauren loves a sad story in three words is, damn, he's married. Tammy Vincent Bilbrey says, they drive away.
Morning, Tammy.
I wonder who's driving away.
I don't know. But it's sad.
It is sad. Johnny Williams, whiskey is gone. Ooh.
I hated that when that happened to me.
And Lori Lewis Harris is, no toilet paper. Ah-ha-ha-ha. Oh.
That's very sad. That's similar to one I had.
What's yours?
That fart lied. That's a sad story.
Let's get to some random facts. Tony and I try to amuse each other and educate you all at the same time.
This ain't our knowledge, though. This is just knowledge we've stole that we don't think that the other person knows.
Hey, mine's gross.
Mine is, too.
Okay. All right.
That's weird. All right.
Well, then you go first with your gross one.
Okay. Well, it's a rainy Monday. It just felt it. It was funny, and I want the ladies to listen because it says facts.
Okay.
This is proven true.
All right.
Listen, ladies.
Okay.
Did you know women's flatulence generally smells worse than men's because women's bodies have a higher concentration of sulfur?
I don't believe that.
Yet this says fact. Do you hear that, ladies? You all smells worse than ours.
I thought it smelled like roses or something.
This is a fact. Oh. It's undisputed truth.
Undisputed.
Undisputed. Okay, what fact do you got?
All right.
Undisputed.
All right. Now, this one is nasty. This is going to make you go,
yeah. All right.
Between 75 and 90% of the dust in your house, so almost all of it, almost all the dust in your house,
all of it,
is from you and your family's dead skin cells. So you've got something about what countries are the biggest liars?
Well, according to this survey, Americans are the second biggest liars in the world.
We're number two.
Yeah.
We're number two, but we're going to say we're number one.
That's right. Canadians are the first.
Really?
It was. It's a long story, and what it is they gave these kids these stories.
Uh-huh.
And the kids from Canada, more of them said that they knew of the story.
That was fake.
That was a fake story.
I know all about that. Yeah.
Anyway, and so they done it to all these children from other countries.
Uh-huh.
Canada was the biggest liar.
Canada.
Australia. Australia. New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
And England. And overall, it says to their survey, boys were more likely to lie than girls.
Well, there's a big shocker, isn't it?
What about it? Is there a group of people that you distrust or a country you think is more dishonest than another country?
I think one of the most dishonest countries is the country of Zamunda.
Zamunda.
Yeah. They're a prince, Akeem Jaffer. He came over to America looking for a wife and didn't tell anybody he was even a prince. Ended up working at McDowell's. Tried to trick this girl into loving him without even saying he was a prince. He finally had to give it up when his parents came to look for him. But, I mean, he spent all that time lying to her.
That's coming to America.
Yeah. That's exactly right, Tony.
Zamunda.
Yeah.
That's Eddie Murphy.
Well, whatever. Still, it can't be trusted. And now, Tony Tales. With Tony.
Once upon a time, the Easter Bunny went to the doctor because he had an Easter egg hung sideways in his butt and it had blocked up the other eggs behind it.
Boy, Doc, I'm dying here. I'm gonna bust if I can't pass this egg and get eggular again.
The doctor told him he was gonna give him some medicine called Eggslax. But it was real strong, so I only eat one of them.
Okay, thank you, Doc,
said the Easter Bunny. But then he disobeyed the doctor and ate the entire box of Egg Lax.
Dang. Whoa. I'm feeling a rumbling in me old tummy. Huh. Wonder what that smell is.
Then the Easter Bunny shot off like a rocket. He was flying like a rabbit missile with Skittles shooting out everywhere behind him. He shared little eggs all over the citizens, and then he landed in a country pond. He's okay now, but he's hopping a little slow and with a wider stance this Easter. The end.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Post-it note colony. A post-it note colony is what you call a nudist colony when they are getting a pizza delivery. Post-it. Post-it note colony.
Last Tony's Word of the Day. And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
If you stare at a beautiful woman while she's sleeping, make sure you know her name and it's okay to be there.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony. Every single day, Tony and I go through a bunch of news stories. We try to find you one that's positive and uplifting, and we call it the Real Good. This is heavy stuff for an adult, much less some middle school kids. But they stepped up and stopped this story from becoming a really tragic story. It's a 47-year-old woman in Fresno, California. She was about to jump off a bridge last Thursday.
Oh, at the end of a rope.
But luckily, 12 members of a middle school volleyball team were jogging by and saw her. They were about 50 yards away when they saw her climb over the railing, so they ran back to get their coach and had him call 911. Then he told them to run back to the bridge and try to distract her. By then, she was actually dangling from the bridge.
Oh, right there at it.
Holding on with one hand. So they all started chanting, "Stop. Your life is worth it."
Wow.
We should all stop and know your life is worth it.
That's right.
They kept talking to her for another 10 minutes. She eventually managed to pull herself back up. Police showed up. They put her on a 72-hour hold and got her some help.
Good deal.
The coach says she must have heard the kids yelling and couldn't bring herself to do it while they were watching. He thinks that's the only reason she didn't jump.
Wow.
Wow, man.
And these young ladies sure gave me something to think about today.
Just to remember, sometimes you got to stop and remember your life is worth it.
It's worth it, y'all.
To that middle school volleyball team.
Way
y'all
to
are
go.
Real good.